Hey guys, it's me, Prophetess B. I know it's been a long time coming. It's been a minute since the last time I dropped the episode, so I told myself I have to get back to doing my episodes. So look forward to my episodes dropping. Right now I am dropping it at 10:38 on July 26th, but you can play it at any time during the day, morning, whenever, months from now, whenever. So I did want to go ahead and let y'all know to stay tuned in. I will be dropping more episodes moving forward. I've been slacking a little bit on here. I have been on my Facebook Live more. But I want to keep dropping my podcast so y'all can get audio at least during the day, an episode, whenever you really need to go back and just get a word, you know. So, excuse me. I just wanted to come on here today. We are going to talk about adjusting your vision. I wanted to go ahead and talk about this because I've been studying for this, and this has been in my spirit for a minute now. So I want to get it off of my spirit, and I'm going to go ahead. But y'all know the routine. I'm going to go ahead and pray before we get into the word. So Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, God. Just thanking you for this day. Thanking you for who you are, God. Just thanking you for your amazing graces. Just thanking you for where we are in our life right now, God. As I go forth to speak this word, Lord God, allow you to speak, not me and my own understanding, but you, God. God, I'm asking you to shift the atmosphere right now, okay? Cast out anything that's coming in to distract this word or whatever. God, I'm asking you to touch the people that's listening, whether it's right now, tomorrow, the morning, the next day. God, touch them with this word. Guide them with this word, God. And I'm asking you to touch them in the ways they need to be touched, oh God. You know exactly what they stand in need of, oh God. And I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So without further ado, guys, I'm actually going to get into the word. But like I said, so we're talking about adjusting your vision. That's more of change, stepping into the unknown, adjusting your vision to who you truly are, adapting to new environments, adapting to different things that's happening in your life. I have three scriptures I am going to leave with you guys also, but I do want to just go give you the definitions of adjust at first. Adjust is altered or more, something slightly to in order to achieve the desired fit. So that's just like whatever we go through, we gonna go through some things and we gotta adjust to change. We gotta adjust and adapt to different atmospheres. We gotta adapt to different things that we do battle with, different things that we do go through. We have to learn to adapt in those things and adjust to those things. Adjust your vision. Adjust your vision. For this season, I want to really talk about adjusting your vision because this is our season to adjust to the book we want to write, whatever we want to write, whatever we want to do, whatever we want to business we want, whatever it is that you need to adjust to. You need to get your vision clear, move whatever chaos and whatever is in the way that's hindering you to the adjust, but it's time to adjust your vision. A vision is the faculty of state of being able to see. So in order to adjust your vision, we got to get rid of certain things. And I'm going to talk about some things some people ain't going to like to talk about, and that is forgiveness. You got to work to resolve your old wounds. Sometimes you got to go and peel back those layers that you thought was deep and overrooted, and whatever you thought were these layers was, you got to understand, you got to adapt in this season. So in order for you to grow, you got to peel back the layers of the trauma, whatever has hindered you, whatever has moved you out of position to not have your vision adjusted. You have to understand, you got to go back to certain things, and you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things in order to get to where you're going. But you got to understand, in this season, God is calling us to adjust our vision. Adjust our vision for the gift. Adjust our vision for Him. Adjust our vision for the business. Whatever it is that you desire, God said, ask and you shall receive. And I want to give y'all, that's going to bring me to a scripture, John 13:13. Me and my cousin, last Sunday, we did a Bible study on this scripture, and it just spoke so many volumes to me. The scripture says, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly, so for that is what I am. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly, so for that is what I am. So I just came to say, when we call God teacher and we call the Lord, you are my Lord, you are my teacher, you are my Jehovah Jireh, you are my provider, That's exactly who he is, right? So understand, why is not that we're going to go through the tests? Why aren't we going to go through the trials? Why aren't we going to go through the tribulations? That's just like when I'm in college. So for example, if I'm doing homework, and I'm doing this homework because I know I'm going to get a good grade in the end. So I'm going to study. I'm going to do all this in order to get my grade, because that's what my professor is wanting me to do, right? That's just like God. He gives us these trials and tribulations to get through with him and understand that he is the teacher. So some lessons we have to learn, some trials and tribulations we have to go through. So we got to understand that in this season, it's not about what you've been through. It's about where you're going. You know, what you've been through is stepping stones to where you're going. This is not your final destination, this hardship, this trying time. Whatever you're battling with, this is not the final destination. Excuse me. It's not over until God says it's over. You know, and we got to understand, we got to get to the point where we have to adjust our vision. We have to adjust to certain things we don't want to adjust to. You know, stepping into the unknown. We always battle with stepping into the unknown, but we don't know what's on the other side of that unknown. We don't know what's on the other side of what we going through, because we get so overwhelmed, we get stressed, we get depressed. But it's not no time for that. The time is now to adjust your vision to the things that you desire to do. It's time to adjust your vision to you. If it's time for you to love yourself more, that's the time now. When I say adjust, I'm not just saying your vision. Everything in life, you know, we got to go through these things. When you got to learn to really adapt and know, change is not always bad. Change is not always bad. We got to get to that point and know that you have to learn to adapt. You got to learn to adapt to new things. You know, we go through these things and be like, God, well, why do I have to go through them? Because guess what? You got to step into the unknown. You got to leave what you were so familiar with in order for you to grow. You got to leave certain things in order for you to elevate. Sometimes God let these things come upon us because he's elevating us. He's taking us to a new level. So when we get to adjusting our vision and we get in to go left and right, and we don't know which way to go because our back is against the wall. Let me tell y'all something. I'm very transparent. So if you're new here, I am very transparent. So understand, it was three months from April to June. Yeah, April to June, I went through the hardest season of my life. I went through so many letdowns. I went through so many doors being shut. I went through it badly, but I had to adjust to that, the uncomfortableness, because we can't always expect everything to be good. We can't always expect that everything's going to go our way. No, you got to learn to really adapt to what you going through and understand, okay, this is just a season for me to go through, because guess what, in my next season, it's gonna elevate me, it's gonna bring me higher. So we gotta learn to adjust to certain things and be okay with those things for that season, because it's a learning season. And in my life, that was a learning season for me, because I didn't know how I was gonna get out. The only person I really could depend on was God. Even when it looked like God wasn't coming through, he was still there pushing me. I wanted to give up so badly, but God did not allow me to. So I just adjusted to it and just started taking everything, being hit left to right. And I understood, in the midst of all this, you're going to reap everything that you sowed in your downtime. Every hardship that you had to go through, every trial and tribulation, every pain you had to go through, you're going to reap that. You know, what you sow in your harvest time, you're going to grow. You know what I'm saying? It's going to grow in you. You're going to elevate. It's just you got to go through it. You got to go through some storms. You got to go through some trials. You got to go through some tribulations to really get to where you're going. So it's not all about, Lord, dang, it's coming up against me. How I'm going to get out this? No, it's about how can I adjust and grow through this and learn through this and know that I have to go through this to get to where I'm going. And understand, when I say adjust your vision, I mean adjust it. Whatever got to go in the midst of it, got to go. I had to really tell God, you know what, God, whatever got to go, got to let it go. Because understand, I don't want to keep coming back and revisiting the same mountain. I don't want to come back revisiting the same storm, this trial and tribulation. Let me learn and grow in these things. Let me know that no matter what I go through, God, I already know that you got me. We just got to have faith and know and be determined to know I can adjust to certain things that I'm going through. You know, it may not be feeling okay. It's uncomfortable, but we got to get
We got to understand some things is going to be uncomfortable in our life. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulations. We're going to go through some storms. We're going to go through these things because guess what? It's not meant to be comfortable all the time. That's our problem. We stay where we're comfortable at. So when it gets unfamiliar and it gets uncomfortable, we run and we start complaining and we start stressing and we start worrying. But it's like, no. Stand still. You got to learn to stand still when you're waiting on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You really got to learn to stand still and adjust to that and adapt to it. It's okay because it's just a season of, okay, I'm going through, but I'm going to get through it. You can't look at it as like, okay, I'm going through. I'm going to let it flatline me, or I'm going to let it overtake me, or I'm going to let it overwhelm me. Because what you speak out is what comes in. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, okay, God, you know what? You got me in a place of me being still. You got me in a place of isolation right now. You got me going through these things. But you know what, God? I know with you, I can make it through. So that leads me to my next scripture. Proverbs 29:18. It says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom instruction. I want to read that again because it says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom instruction. You got to understand, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraints. People cast it off. Where there is no revelation and when it's a hard time, we don't look at it and take heed and look at it as wisdom, because it says, blessed is the one who heeds wisdom instructions. So understand, okay, I may be going through this. I may be going through this hard time, God, but how can I get through it? How can I go through it? You got to really ask God sometimes. You really got to come to God, because we go to everybody else for the advice that, okay, God, why am I going through this? No, we're not even coming to God. We going to everybody else to get the advice of, how can I get through this? Friend, how can you help me get through this? No, sometimes it got to be you and God going through those dark roads. It got to be you and God going through that dark path. It got to be you and God, because he say, let yea, through I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should not fear no evil. So even in your darkest time, God is with you. No matter what you go through, God is always going to be there. He look high and look low. He's not a God that shall lie. He's not a part-time God. So even in, when there's no revelation and where you can't see, that don't mean stay where you can't see. That means find your way through and ask God to help you. Because God will send you the light even in your darkness. God will be your light even in your darkness. You got to understand, in order for you to adjust to your vision, you're going to have to go through some things. Some things is going to come upon you. You're going to go through some things, but you got to understand those things ain't going to break you. Those things is here to make you. You got to understand, you are nothing but blessed. You are nothing but blessed. You're nothing without God. You know what I'm saying? And with God, we can do anything. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, because even in your weakness, God will strengthen you. Even when you feel like you can't go on, God will pick you up. God will clean you up. You got to understand, sometimes we got to go through some things. And this is bringing me to my third scripture, Romans 12:2. It says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Understand, it says don't be conformed by this world. That means don't always try to keep up with the Joneses. Don't do the things that other people doing. You don't got to move the way other people is moving. You don't got to do the things. Sometimes God will set you apart because you're not meant for that crowd. God will pull you out the crowd you thought you was meant for, and he will pull you apart from that crowd because you don't have to do what they're doing. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Understand, even in the midst of this chaotic situation, even in the midst of your hard times and your hardships, understand that God can still renew your mind right where you are at. Don't think that God can't renew your mind right where you are at. Understand, when you're adjusting to different things and you going through different things, then you feel like life is hitting you left and right. You feel like things is hitting you back to back, back to back. But understand, it's going to get better. You may not want to hear that, but it will get better. And I'm a person too. I'm very transparent. At one point in my life, people are, it's going to get better for you. You just got to do this. You got to do that. It's just like, well, why I got to go through this? Why not you? Understand, why not you? Because you was built for this. God knew that you would make it through. God don't just throw battles at us and don't think that we ain't going to make it through. God knows when and where and how we going to make it through. Because he sees fit for us to go through these things. He sees fit for us to go through these trials and tribulations and understand, even in the midst of that, you're going to make it through. We got to learn to just really adjust. But adjust your vision in this season. I just came on here really quick tonight just to let y'all know to adjust y'all vision. Adjust to who you are. Adjust to the vision that you always wanted. Don't let that vision just die because it's not going the way you feel like it's not going. You got to keep going. You got to keep striving. You got to keep pushing. And understand that when you adjust to what God has for you, I'm telling you, no man or nothing in hell can break that. One thing about God, he look high and look low. He know what we gonna go through. He know our trials. He know our tribulations. He knows the pain. He knows the heartaches. He knows the betrayal. He knows everything we're gonna go through. It's just all about how we show up, how we activate in what we go through, how we don't allow it to overtake us and understand, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that nobody but God can see us through. And understand, when you adjust that vision, don't go back. Don't go back to the things that broke you. Don't go back to the things that held you bound. Understand, you are released from that. I am prophesying that right now. God, release them. Release them from the bondage, Heavenly Father. Release them from the trials, Lord God. Release them from the tribulations that is hindering their journey, oh God. Give them a clear mind, understanding, and peace, because that's what he gives. He gives peace that suppresses all understanding. People ain't never gonna understand how you got so much peace and how you so happy laughing through your storms and trial and tribulation, because one thing about God, he don't miss. God is with you no matter what. So I just really wanted to come on here just real quick to let y'all know to adjust your vision. Adjust to you. Adjust to who you are. Be you. Don't change you for nobody. You don't gotta change you for nobody. You don't gotta be somebody you not. You don't gotta go through hell to be happy. You gotta understand some things gotta go. And in the midst of that, it's gonna be hard, because sometimes we don't want to let certain things go, certain habits, certain people go. But understand that with God, you can do everything. Through God, you will do everything. You're nothing without God. And understand, when you with him, he's walking with you. He's walking you through that dark valley. He's walking you through them trials and tribulations. He's lifting you up. He's pouring into you. He's pushing you. He's pushing you to elevate, to be better, to want better. So adjust. Just adjust to what you're going through. Adjust your vision. Your crown may be a little bit crooked right now, but baby, adjust it into the middle again. Adjust back to you. Get you back. Fight for you back. Go through them trials and tribulations, but understand in the midst of it, you're going to come out on top. You're never going to come out looking like what you've been through. And understand, you can make it and you will do it. So I really pray that this word touched y'all in a way that it needed to touch y'all. It wasn't a shouting message and it wasn't a long one, but I want y'all to understand that it's time to adjust. Adjust your vision. Adjust your focus. Adjust to the change that's happening in your life right now. Adjust, because it's good on the side of that. It may seem bad because it's a hardship, but understand, it's good. Greater is coming. You got to go through it. You got to go through the fiery furnace in order to come out. Just because you in that fiery furnace right now don't mean you're going to come out smelling like smoke. Don't mean you're going to come out smelling like what you're going through. Understand, you gotta adjust. Adjust to certain things that's not comfortable. When it gets uncomfortable, understand greater is coming and you're elevating. God is taking you to your next level. And understand, if you don't have a relationship with God, I'm begging you to really get one with him. And understand, he knows what we go through. He hears our cry. He knows our silent battles. He knows what we go through. He knows these things. You just gotta come to him, and you gotta keep coming to him and allowing him to change you, renew your mind, renew you, because God could change you right where you are. Whatever you mistakes you picked up along the way, he can use those same mistakes to be your testimony. So understand, and he can use those same mistakes to help somebody. So I just pray that something was said on this podcast to encourage y'all. I pray that y'all continue to have faith. I pray that God continue to guide y'all. I pray that nothing will come up against y'all that is hindering y'all. I pray the hindering spirit away. I pray whatever is trying to bring you down will push you forward. Don't allow what you're going through to bring you down. Allow it to push you forward. Your right now is not where you're going. So I love y'all. I'm going to end with a prayer. And I just pray that y'all got something out of this episode. It's more to come. I love you all. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come to you as humble as we know how, God. Just thanking you for who you are. Thanking you for your amazing graces. Just thanking you for using me as your vessel, God. Lord God, I ask that whoever come across this podcast listening to it, God, I ask that you touch them in the ways they need to be touched, God. I ask that you guide them in the ways that they need to be guided, God. I ask that you allow them to know you and understand that no matter what, God, you look high and look low, oh God. And you can heal their broken heart. You can heal wherever they're at right now, God. I'm asking you to allow, help them adjust their vision. Help them adjust their focus. Help them adjust to the change. Help them adjust to who you truly are, God. Open their hearts to truly know you, oh God. Send them an intercounterment with you, Lord God. Let them have an intercounterment with you that they never had before, God. Allow them to know that you are here. No matter how broken they feel like they is, no matter what trials and tribulations they're going through, they feel like they can't get out. But God, let them understand that with you, they can do all things, oh God. And we just thank you for it, God. And we just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. I love you all. I pray that if you're listening to it in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, in the middle of the night, whenever you're listening to it, I pray that you receive something out of this. I love you all. Stay blessed. Continue to be who you are. Never change who you are.